Hello and welcome to the Slide Log Podcast with your host, William Reichel, the podcast where we deep dive into all things related to the security industry. Join us as we take a deep dive into discussing training options, analyzing statutes, and exploring the practical application of the Texas Penal Code for the security professional. Whether you're a seasoned officer or just starting out, this is the podcast for you. In today's episode, resources and where to find them, I don't know, no longer cuts it. We'll be tackling one of the most crucial aspects of being a security officer, which is finding reliable information and resources to stay informed and effective on the job. We'll discuss where to get answers to your questions, where to access quality training, and what you need to know to keep yourself legally compliant. And just as a friendly reminder, we are not lawyers, and any legal advice is of our own opinion and interpretation only. Consult an actual legal authority if you have any specific questions or need clarification. So let's dive in. All right, finding the right resources. Every security professional has questions at some point in their career. We all do. Where do I go for training? What am I legally allowed to do when it comes to use of force? How can I get better at de-escalating a situation? These are all questions that we need to have answers for, because I don't know simply doesn't cut it in the field. If you're a security officer working in Texas, you should start by familiarizing yourself with a platform called TOPS. TOPS stands for Texas Online Private Security. TOPS is the central hub for everything security related, whether it's getting your licenses, starting a company, or researching statutes and regulations. The site features quick links for statute updates, license research, and verifications, and has super friendly customer service representatives that can help you resolve tougher questions that you may not have an answer to. But be warned, TOPS isn't the end-all be-all for your education and compliance. The rules and regulations that give you your authority are primarily covered under the Texas Administration and Occupational Codes. It is crucial to be well-versed in these codes to fully understand what you're legally permitted to do. Another resource is this thing called networking. Go out there and actually talk to other security officers. Most companies are always hiring or at a minimum willing to talk to you and answer questions. This not only gives you a chance to feel out that particular company, but also gives you insights into different types of jobs and responsibility other security professionals may have. For additional resources on job aids and rules and regulations, check out the internet. A quick Google search will have thousands of pages of information at your fingertips. But be careful though, because not all of it relates to you. An officer in Texas can and probably does have different legal authority and regulations that govern him than, say, an officer in Illinois. There is a ton of information, but unfortunately, there isn't a really good filter to quickly get the information you needed at times. When in doubt on legality, check with TOPS and check with your local governing authority, like the district attorney or police chief, on how certain instances and issues are handled. All right, let's talk our next segment here, the foundation of knowledge. Let's talk training. A lot of the basic knowledge that you need to function in the field comes from the classes you took to get your license in the first place. In-person classes are excellent because instructors usually provide handouts or informational packets that you can reference later. On the other hand, online classes have the benefit of easily being saved and accessed whenever you need to review the materials, such as slides, PowerPoints, and hyperlinks can all be kept for quick future access. Here's a professional tip. Create a binder to store all your training documents, laws, penal codes, etc., and keep it somewhere accessible, whether that's in your locker, desk, or even your car. If physical space is an issue, set up a digital folder on your phone or storage cloud. The goal is to have this information at your fingertips whenever you need it. For visual learners like myself, YouTube is a fantastic resource. There are thousands of videos covering everything from use of force continuum to gear reviews and tips for de-escalating high-stress situations. But no amount of online training beats getting out there and practicing in real life. Go to the range, take a defensive tactics course, or enroll in advanced first aid classes. One thing you have to remember is that the training you did to get your license is the bare minimum. Anything extra you do not only helps you professionally, but also sets you apart as you move up in your career. Another thing that you have to remember, though, is that there are a million different people telling you or showing you how to do something. You have to remember to take what you learn with a grain of salt. Stay humble and learn. Check your ego at the door, because ego prevents learning. Just like what I'm telling you, remember that this is just my perception and my opinion and my experiences on things that I have learned and garnered over the years of real-world experience. But it is only my interpretation of that experience. My goal is to say it in a way that is relatable and helps answer questions you may have that I've struggled with to find answers over the years. There is no reason you should ever say that you can't afford training or don't have time to train. You need to get out of your head that just because you aren't firing rounds downrange or taking an in-person first aid class or defensive tactics class, that you can't learn. While you're laying in bed, throw on a tactical first aid or TCCC first aid video. Listen to other videos or podcasts and listen to what other people have to say. Everyone's interprets experiences in a different way, and you can learn a thing or two from just about anyone. There are also dry fire aids like Manus Blackbeard systems and other simulation aids that will allow you to build proper muscle memory and become more proficient at your trade. Like I said, practice dry firing, practice holstering and unholstering your firearm, practice grabbing your flashlight, practice grabbing your OC spray, practice grabbing your mace or your baton, practice grabbing your handcuffs. Build that muscle memory now, so that way when you're in a high-stress situation, you don't have to think, your body just acts. Alright, another thing to know is understanding your authority. One thing that gets officers in trouble is not fully understanding the laws governing their authority. This is 100% your responsibility. You need to know your arrest powers, detention rights, and how the use of force continuum applies to your role. It is not your supervisor's job, not your chief's, not your company's, and certainly not the police officer's job. The bottom line is it's solely on you. Now this is where that binder I mentioned earlier comes in handy. Print out all the rules and regulations that define your authorities. Have that information easily accessible, so if you find yourself in a sticky situation, you can defend your actions with confidence. Don't rely on police to know your job. Their regulations are different. They're governed by TCOL, which is the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, while you're under TOPS. There are some overlaps, but at the end of the day, security officers are not police officers and don't have the same authorities. The responsibilities of your job fall on you. However, this podcast will help find out the answers to your questions or help clarify certain situations. Next time you have to interact with the police, ask them how you can be of better help for the next call. Ask how you can help more clearly relay information to dispatch when you call 911. When handing over the scene to the police, observe what they're doing. Know your place and don't overstep or be overbearing. But there are many ways that you can still assist a police officer even after you think your job is done. And that comes with experience, and that also comes with caring about bettering yourself as a security professional. Remember, if you break the law because you didn't know it, that's 100% on you. All right, well, thank you for making it this far. I got one more segment for you, which is taking charge of your career. No one else is going to do your job for you. Know your authorities and know the laws that regulate your actions. Take the initiative to better yourself, get additional training, take advanced courses, and always seek to improve. Stay prepared. Keep your resources accessible, whether that's the binder of hard copies or a folder on your phone. And one thing that I believe to be the most important is be an ambassador. You are most likely going to be the first person that someone comes into contact with. Provide excellent customer service because you represent not only the company, but also the client and yourself. You are always being observed. Bad guys watch you just as much as anyone else. Don't be an easy target, but on the flip side, look professional. Looking and acting professional positively reflects upon yourself, the company, and the client. Getting ahead in the security, word of mouth plays heavily on advancement in this industry. It is way too easy to get blackballed because of lack of work ethic or lack of professionalism. All right, some of my final thoughts here. Don't just live up to the stereotype of a security officer. Take pride in your craft. Wear a clean uniform, polish your boots, avoid overloading your belt with unnecessary gear, and most importantly, become proficient in your duties. Be an asset, a force multiplier, and a positive influence wherever you're assigned. Unfortunately, police, civilians, and bad guys have negative impressions of security professionals. You can't tell me that the first thing that comes to your mind isn't Paul Blart, Mall Cop, or Top Flight Security, or Super Troopers. It's too easy to counteract that narrative. But be professional, act professional, and have a customer service mindset, and be knowledgeable in your craft. You are the face of the company you work for. Have self-respect, apply your knowledge and training, and become a valuable and dependable asset. Well, congratulations everyone for listening this far. You've made it to the end of our inaugural episode of the Slide Log Podcast. All right, well, that's it for today's deep dive on the Slide Log Podcast. I hope you found this information valuable. Remember, it's your career. Take charge of it and strive for excellence. Join us every Thursday evening for more insights into the security industry, where we'll break down training options, interpret legal jargon, and discuss real-world scenarios. I'm your host, William Reichel, and thank you again for tuning into the Slide Log Podcast. Don't forget to like and follow, and message us with any questions, experiences, or topics you'd like for us to answer and explore. Stay safe, stay informed, and stay ahead.